My name's John Halstead. I've lived in Nile and Dorset for about 12 years now, and I'm a keen pigeon fancier.
Tell me a bit about your background. How did you get into pigeon fancying?
We lived in a farm cottage in Lancashire. A corn merchant offered us some pigeons, and we took the birds and thought we'd give them a try, and it's developed from there.
Hello.
So that's about 6 days old. I would put that ring on.
And it's on?
It's on.
And that'll stay there for life now?
That's right.
We come to talk to you at a time when one of the biggest pigeon races, I think, in Europe is happening. Tell me a little bit about what that is.
This is the Barcelona International Race. Pigeons from all over Europe are entered in the race. There'll be a total of approximately 27,000 birds that should be liberated on Friday, and hopefully birds will return here on Saturday.
This is where he's racing back to.
Right.
And this is his nest ball, and I put a few tobacco stalks in, which are to tempt him to think that he's going to have a nest of eggs soon.
A winner is the first bird back, but on the old theory of speed equals distance over time, it's the velocity of the bird.
And in terms of genetics, how can you tell what kind of a bird is going to be a good long-distance racer?
There's a saying in pigeons that like will breed like, so you must start off with good breeding foundations. And the pigeons that I enter in these races are bred from pigeons who've either done it themselves or their close relatives have been successful at long-distance racing.
Well, this is another really good bird. He's actually won 10 first prizes. So he's quite unique in the country. He won 3 times in the National Flying Club.
Talk to me about the year that you won it. Which pigeon was racing then?
I had a good bird in 2007. He won in the National Flying Club from a place called Tarbes, which is just located near the Pyrenees in France. He was first section in that race and about 108th open out of probably 5,000 birds. He was in absolutely prime condition before he went, and come the day, he was everything was in his favour, and he duly obliged and won by almost 2 hours.
That's where Barcelona is.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the gap between the mountains, the Pyrenees, that they have to come up, and then all the way up to England.
And how far is it, you say, to Barcelona? You know exactly how far it is from this point to Barcelona.
Well, from Barcelona to here, 697 miles, 801 yards.
Tell me about the one who's running this year. It's got a good Dorset name.
Yes, he was. This pigeon is what's described in pigeon terms as a shaley colour.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been quite a successful bird. He was fourth at 150 miles in the section of the National 2 years ago. And I named him at that time Nylan Chesil.
And how do you feel? Because you've got the, I would say, easy part about this. You have to just sit here and wait. That pigeon's flying 30 miles an hour for 800 miles.
It is the easy part. I'll just wait here, and but it could be from 5 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock in the evening. But the thrill is to see the bird come home from that sort of distance, and a bird that you've reared from an egg to, a four-year-old bird.
It's just like part of me.